Arnett Jewelry.
Hey, Eleanor, it's Bob. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Is Randy in?
Yeah, let me see if he's waiting to call. Hold on just a minute.
Thanks. Hey, Randy, Bob, how you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good. Did you send the other oval back?
Today.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Do I need to send it overnight?
2 days fine, if that's better for you.
Well, it'll save a little money.
Sure. Right. Did you have your convention yet?
Yes.
How was it?
Great.
Yeah, how were the speakers?
Fantastic.
Good.
Unbelievable. Johnny Tate was customer relations and sales guy.
Yeah.
And he's the, I guess y'all are familiar with Lee Michaels.
Yeah.
Doors. He's their leading salesman, and he trains everybody in their company.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave a fantastic seminar, role playing, and then lecturing, and he was unbelievable. Never seen our group get so in the role playing thing, get involved like he was able to do. So he was good. And then Guy Bornstein, who's Stuller's chief gemologist, and he talked to us about lab-grown stuff and, equipment and all that kind of stuff, and he was good. And then the last guy was the director of artificial intelligence for one of the divisions at Mississippi State University. And, oh, my goodness. He just blew us out of the water with all that. So
It's a fascinating category.
Pardon?
It's a fascinating category.
Absolutely. And while he was talking and all, he took Stephen LaBiche. Do you know LaBiche? Out of Meridian.
Yeah. Not my account, but I know who they are.
Yeah, he took his logo off of his website, just copied it. And you ought to see the logo that he created in about a minute with the AI. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Isn't that something?
So it just fired everybody up.
Yeah.
That guy is director of artificial intelligence and creative marketing for one of the divisions of Mississippi State. So anyway, he was fantastic. So.
Good. Glad you had a good time.
Food was good. And fellowship was good.
Glad
to be home though.
Yeah. I played golf yesterday.
Yeah.
Shot 48 in the front. I was just so out of my game. I couldn't questioning everything I did, you know. And then, kind of weird, on the second last hole of the front, I found, looking along the edge of the trees, I found a TP5, the TaylorMade golf ball, the high-end one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, yeah, $5 ball. I said, I'll play with this one. And I switched balls on that thing. I wound up, you know, playing the next hole. I actually didn't use the ball in the next hole. And I mishit it, and I wound up having a double bogey on it. So I wound up with a 48 in the front. Shot a 40 in the back. using that ball through the whole round, and it was definitely a better feeling ball. It definitely flew better. It did everything better, but I got my confidence back, and I actually parred the last five holes in a row.
Oh, my goodness. How about that?
Yeah,
that
so cool. Exciting, you know, makes me wonder what I could have done. You know, it's been weird. The last few rounds, I shot a 90 and an 86 before that, but both of them I had one side was not good, and the other one was like a 42 and a 44. And the other side was, you know, higher, much higher to get to those numbers. But I just can't get both sides put together yet. But I'm hoping. I think I got things figured out again now.
Think the ball had something to do with that?
Well, the only thing it did for me was it got my confidence. I hit a drive with it. The first hole was a par five with it, and I crushed it right down the middle. And then I hit my second shot, and it was just a little short of the green on the par five, and I chipped up onto the green with it and then just missed the putt. I could have had a birdie on it, and I just had a tap-in par. And it just got my confidence back with it. I was swinging freer again, not as tense. When I was pulling a lot of stuff because my left hand was, I was second-guessing everything. And when I do that, I have a tendency to pull. My left hand gets too tight, and I wound up just trying to relax a little bit more in my grip and just started hitting the piss out of the ball. So I was pretty happy about it.
You know, I guess there's that psychological thing, new equipment, new balls, new gloves, new shoes.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, but I think it gets the confidence level up. I think that's the thing that really changes. You start feeling more confident, and you start playing with more confidence and less apprehensive. And when you're apprehensive, nothing seems to work out right.
Yeah, you either hold back when you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Or you're
just second-guessing yourself, and you lose all your rhythm. You know, anything that you could get, you lose so quickly that because it's just like barely, it's like you're on one of the scales, and the scale could go one side or the other anytime. And
yeah.
When you're not confident, that scale goes to the wrong side all the time.
I guess the golf equipment and suppliers, well, that's why they keep pumping.
Yeah, absolutely. They change something just a hair because they've already done all that research anyway, so there's not things like they're not going to reinvent something. All they're doing is changing it a hair, but just enough that people will buy it, and if you have good results, it's like I've never spent $57, $58 a sleeve for 12 golf balls in my life. I'm more like a $30 max kind of person, and but I'm very tempted to go buy these just because of the results I had on it. But the weird thing is, I play sometimes 2-3 rounds with the same ball, the actual same ball. I don't lose balls hardly ever. So this ball might last me a few weeks.
Well, it might.
Yeah.
Or either you'll knock the sweetness out of it.
Yeah, so it's not so good anymore. I bought a dozen balls a few years ago. I bought them during Christmas time on a special. So I played golf the next year with the dozen. I didn't even get into the third sleeve at the end of the season.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I just don't. It's funny because Tim laughs. My miss hits, when I miss hit a ball, it always goes forward, but it. You know, it'll just, like, skip along the ground or something like that, so I won't get the distance I was expecting to get. You know, like, if it's a shot that should go 200 yards, you know, on a miss hit, I might get 130, 140 out of it, but it's always straight. He says, I gotta master your miss hits, because when I miss hit something, it goes out of bounds. He says, when you miss hit it, it just doesn't go as far, but it always goes straight.
I do the engraving for the hole-in-one plaque for our golf course that I play at. And, I hadn't been playing lately, so either they're waiting for me to come back and they're going to load me up with plates. Or
nobody's playing well.
Or they hadn't had many lately. But anyway, one of the guys that was he was in the same high school graduating class with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I had gotten a hole in one back a number of years. It's probably been 25 years ago now. But he was older, probably in his 60s then.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I was looking at the plaque one of the times when I had the whole plaque up here at the store, and I saw that plate on there. It had his name on there, Wimpy Gilbert. Well, his name's Richard, but everybody called him Wimpy, and so Wimpy Gilbert. And they had we engraved the hole, the yardage, the club that they used,
right,
and the date, and the date that they hit it on.
Yeah.
And so this one had Wimpy Gilbert, whatever the date was at the last line. The middle line was hole number 6, which is a par 3, 171 yards with a driver.
So, with a driver.
Yeah, so I asked him about it. He says, well, I am 60. At the time, he was in his 70s. And he said, I was 69 or 70 years old when I hit that. But it never got above 6 inches off the ground most of the time doing that. So
that's funny.
But it rolled right up there. But anyway, whatever works.
Anything else going on? Anything I can do for you today?
Not today. I got a young man that's going to be coming to look at something hopefully by the end of the week. But
all right. Let me know what you want.
I'll call you. And,
all right. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
I'll ship it back second day.
Okay. You got it.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.